choirs, and we'll be joining them in song, will carry out our theme. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. And you can see that carried out as you follow the different portions that the choirs will sing and that we join in as we go through. So we lift our voices this afternoon in praise of the God who has brought us to this day. Psalm 33, verses 6, 8, and 9. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm.
Second article of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human.
Thank you.
Matthew 9, 35 and 36. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned on his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 2 and 5. After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen.
Ephesians 1, verses 20 to 22. God raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
Thank you.
Luke 21, 27 to 28. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Thank you. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
Thank you.
Well, I have the privilege of expressing all of our thanks to the Lord for those who raised their voices today, for all the hard work that they have given, the instrumentalists who practiced so hard, and all those from Pastor Tackmeyer on down who directed and led. You have expressed for us the wonders that have been our privilege, the wonders of God's grace in these past 40 years. And as the concert has come to an end, you've urged us to reach out to others and ask the Lord to set our hearts on fire that we might win souls in the next 40 years of St. Mark's history. We invite everyone to remain for fellowship. We've got goodies. I think they're going to be served out here on the east side of the church in the Rose Garden. You're also welcome to tour some of the facilities if you haven't had an opportunity, all of our new buildings. Thank you.